sundry, time and resources were in too short of supply to adequately prepare and submit a regional, joint bid to host the upcoming 2024 Alberta Games. Administration informed council during the regular March 14 meeting that most of the neighboring municipalities approached were not in a position to help complete a proper bid by the March 22 deadline. Our economic development officer did reach out to the towns of Olds, Didsbury, Carstairs and Mountain View County, said Linda Nelson, chief administrative officer. And unfortunately, all but one municipality expressed that there was insufficient time or resources to dedicate towards the bid on such short notice. Mayor Richard Warnock said perhaps there will be another opportunity in the future, and council proceeded to carry a motion accepting the report for information. These are the kinds of events that all communities need, said Cown. Paul Isaac. So, I'm a little disappointed that some of the other municipalities aren't too interested, said Isaac, encouraging council to keep its eyes open for any similar events in the near future. Cown. Jamie Marr, who agreed with Isaac, called the outcome disheartening, and said a bid could have been submitted before the due date. Council had previously directed administration to reach out to neighboring municipalities and gauge the interest in partnering up to submit a joint bid on upcoming Alberta Games. The move had come by way of motion during the regular February 28 meeting conducted in person and by teleconference. The town was discussing correspondence that had been received from Ron Orr, Minister of Culture, who wrote a letter addressed to Sundry's mayor inviting the community to submit a bid to host either the 2024 Alberta Winter Games or the 2024 Alberta Summer Games. The Alberta Games are key in Alberta's recovery plan and provide an economic impact of approximately $3 million to a host community, reads a portion of the letter signed by Orr. A successful host community is offered the opportunity to showcase its community and talents to approximately 3,000 participants from all regions of the province, along with numerous spectators and special guests. Administration had included in council's agenda package a recommended motion to accept the minister's correspondence for information. Warnock said he was inclined to agree with that course of action since a municipality with a population of fewer than 10,000 would need partnerships with neighboring communities to submit a joint bid. It's a great thing to do, said Cown. Chris Vardas. Doing something like this in a small community like ours brings a lot of economic drive to our community. Vardas added that hosting either the winter or summer games would provide a welcome boost for the area. So, I would like to see us put a bid through, he said. Participating remotely, Cown. Todd Dahlke said administration could reach out to get more information about the potential of building partnerships in the region to host the Alberta Games. Dahlke went on to amend the recommended motion to instead direct administration to look into the possibility of partnering up with neighboring municipalities to submit a joint bid on hosting either the summer or winter games. Cown. Connie Anderson asked who the partners might be. The mayor said the intent of the motion was to direct administration to obtain information on potential municipal partners that might be interested and to return to council with an update.